The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, on the lead up to the St. Patrick's weekend here at News Talk, we are supporting green by highlighting just how easy it is to support local businesses. And it's all thanks to Square, helping businesses run and grow. Check it all out at squareup.ie. Now, joining me this morning is Alwyn Moran, founder of Cogni Kids, and she is a neurological development therapist. Alwyn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, what's a neurological development therapist?
So we basically look at brain development from in utero, early stage, and then on after that.
So. Now, I've been looking at the products that you make for Cogni Kids.
Yes.
So let's talk about the inspiration to the company. Where did it come from?
It actually came from a lived experience, believe it or not. So when I was training in my neurological development, we were talking and the lecturer was talking to us about the importance of crawling and the crawling stage. And this is many moons ago now, where they had been saying that there was a big change in home environments away from wooden carpets to wooden and tile floors. And that was no traction for little
ones. So you're a little kid and you're in your baby grow and you've got a polished floor and you keep slipping and sliding.
Exactly. Yes. And then so then you don't become a crawler, or, you know, makes crawling very challenging. And this was now before I had babies of my own. And I just remember thinking, oh, why don't they make clothes with grips on the knees? But it passed no heed. And fast forward then, probably about 10 years later, and I had my first child who was a preemie. And I was like, oh, OK, now I need to make sure that if I can support him.
How many weeks premature?
He was 7 weeks.
OK, premature, quite premature.
So quite premature. Yes. Yeah, indeed. So I wanted to see if I could help support him through any of his developmental stages. And obviously then, you know, kind of I realized that crawling on the wooden and tile floors that I had in my home were presenting a challenge. So that was kind of the real spark again to, you know, look at doing something. And there wasn't anything out there. Now, he's 18 now. He's just gone 18 the end of January. So then, you know, kind of a bit of life stuff happens. And maybe about 5 or 6 years later, then I enter a student entrepreneur competition because I was back doing a master's in college. And I thought, oh, sure, I'll enter with this now and you'll win 6,000 euros. And I thought, that's going to have me well started up with the business and I'll have production runs and all sorts done with 6,000 euros. But anyway, I actually did win that student entrepreneur competition and I did win the 6,000. And very quickly, I realized that that wasn't
takes
enough
a lot
to start
more money
a business.
Than that.
Yes, exactly.
Now, the actual product that you entered into that competition was it a baby grow?
It was the crawl suit. Yes. Yeah, so essentially, it's a baby grow with grips on the knees, on the toes of the tops of the toes, and underneath the
and what are they made of, those grips?
So, now I'll have to shoot you if I tell you that. Now, it's a special rubberized grip technology that we have on it.
So it's non-slip when it comes to tile or wooden floors, polished floors.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so that was the beginning. You had product number one.
Product number one, yes.
Now, what next?
So it was a very long journey now to where we are. I'm a very different person, put it that way. So then we brought out a sensory teething bib, made of bamboo. And it had just kind of some, I suppose, different textures on it. And we had stitching on it. So for teething babies, to give them some oral stimulation, then we had a little
But they actually use their bib and they chew it.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's what they do anyway.
Every baby chews your sweater, your bobble on your hoodie, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I kind of created that. And then it had a little silicone piece jutting out that they could actually chew themselves as well in their mouths to help, you know, develop those oral motor skills, that oral stimulation, and also help those sore gums. And then we went on and we did the we've got a product called Dip, which is a pre-weaning. It's a pre-spoon for weaning. So it's before babies actually use a spoon because oral skills are very segmented and they are hard to actually develop in little ones. And a lot of the time that we don't have the skills developed to be able to take food off a spoon until about 9 months of age. But weaning actually starts around 5 to 6 months of age. So I developed a flathead spoon that you don't have to be able to move the lips the tongue,
so basically the food
separately.
Is perched on top of a flat platform.
You can dip the head of the spoon into a yogurt, a puree, porridge,
and
whatever.
They just suck it
and
off.
It doesn't matter. The food is on both sides, so it's not just one. And they kind of, they essentially almost like gum it off the spoon itself.
Now, one of the products, I looked at your website last night, and one of the products that intrigued me was this cup.
Yes.
It's a cup within a cup, really.
It's a cup within a cup.
It's very clever.
Thank
Explain.
You very much. It's a pretty special cup. It's called Sip, and it has grips on the outside of it, actually, so that little ones can get their hands in and hold it.
You've got a skin on the outside, and then you've got the solid cup, because it has to be solid to keep liquid in.
Yep.
But they can stick their fingers anywhere in the outer layer.
Yes.
So no matter what size fingers, no matter which ones are useful, they'll find something to grip onto.
And I don't know if you're like me, Pat, but, you know, like, I have a different hold on my mug every time I have a cup of tea, depending on what I'm at or what I'm doing or, you know, how busy you are. So I wanted to be able to provide a cup that little ones, because they're feeding themselves, so their hands get all mushy and slippy, so that they can have a really good grip on. It helps to develop those fine motor skills, because did you know 86% of 6-month-old babies use tablets, which really impacts the fine motor skills and the manual dexterity development in their hands. And the fine motor skills in the body are in three areas. We've got it in the mouth, in the feet, and in our hands. But they're all operated from the same center in the brain. So if there's a lag in one area, there will be a lag in other areas. So it was really important to me that we can't compete with screens, but actually, could we create a product that would allow little ones, while they're interacting with it, it's something they're going to be using anyway, that they can actually develop those fine motor skills.
Now, so you have a fantastic range of products. Tell me about the business development then, you know, how you got from that 6,000 euro and... Yeah. A great deal of hope to being
naivety.
A hugely successful business now, because you're actually distributing in China.
We've just started with our new distributor, which took me 4 years to get across the line. So there's a lot of perseverance involved in this. So yes, they distribute in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Malaysia, and that's their four territories. So very excited about that. We're currently negotiating a distribution deal for our India, 23 million babies born per annum in India. so it's a big market.
Big market.
Then we also have distribution in Japan and Korea. We have distribution in Denmark, and that distributor is pushing us out to other Nordic regions. And then we're in, you know, kind of retail stores in obviously Ireland and the UK as well.
Are you primarily pharmacy locations or general stores?
We're in pharmacy here in Ireland. So I don't know if I can say, but
can
like
say,
the likes of Macaulay's, Boots Pharmacy as well, and other independents, amazing independent pharmacies. We're in Dunn's, we're in Super Value, and trying to think where else
you're everywhere. You're everywhere.
Well, not everywhere. There's still a lot left to conquer in Ireland.
Cogni Kids is the brand that we'll see. Cogni Kids.
That's it.
The question of protecting yourself.
Yep.
These are great ideas, great inventions.
Yep.
Patent protection,
yes.
Guarding against rip-offs, all of that kind of, you know what happened to the Irish cream liqueur market where you had, you know, umpteen competitors just copying or trying to copy the formula of Bailey's.
Yep.
How do you protect yourself in that kind of market?
So we have globally executed and granted patents. That's, you know, that has been a massive investment. I made sure. And when I think of the 6,000, thinking back, oh my goodness. But over the years, as you know, I've developed ideas, I made sure that I actually invested the money back in terms of patent protection, because I have very big aspirations for the business. So I really wanted to make sure that we were as protected as possible. So we've patents and trademarks and design registrations and things like
From
that.
From neuroscience and brain development to business, I mean, where did that expertise, how did you add that to your portfolio?
Well, as my accountant would say, I added that by hitting every pothole possible on the road, because he says, I've never met anybody that's hit all the potholes and some that he probably wouldn't have even thought of. So, it's really just been by kind of, you know, making lots of mistakes, not being too hard on myself by making those mistakes, because we're all human and we all have to learn. But it's once I learn from them and take that going forward.
You're a classic example of someone, and I always say, if you want to invent something, think of a problem that you have yourself and solve it.
Yeah,
that no one else has solved. And you did that.
Yes. Yeah,
so, thank you. Well done. Anyway, Cognikids at a pharmacy, a general store, a department store near you, a fabulous range of products. And the age group to which these apply from?
Well, from 4 months to probably about 2 years at the moment. But watch out for us this year. We have a couple more products coming your way.
All right. Olwen Moran, a founder of Cognikids, herself a neurological development therapist and very successful businesswoman. Olwen, thank you very much for joining
us
on the program.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.